Net fans are not going to like this one. Multiple NBA insiders are suggesting that the Brooklyn Nets trade Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks. And their reasoning? Very simple. Because the New York Knicks have the picks that the Brooklyn Nets want. They can recoup all the picks they no longer have by making that trade to their rivals in the New York Knicks. The only question is, will the Brooklyn Nets actually make that move? Well, according to one NBA insider, he believes that the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets will absolutely mend the fence and break that barrier and make a trade happen. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Multiple reports suggest that Bridges should be traded to New York. Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, and Josh Hart would probably love if Mikal Bridges was traded here. The problem is, he's on the Nets, we are the Knicks, and when you come down to it, they don't do business that often. They really don't do trades. If you look back at it, I think it was 1983 was the last time the Knicks and the Nets did any type of business. But according to Greg Schwartz of Bleacher Report, that all could be coming to an end very soon. And it's for one particular reason, the picks. The Knicks have the picks, the Nets want picks, and if that's the case, one thing's going to help facilitate that, a trade. According to Bleacher Report, the Knicks and the Nets haven't agreed on a deal since June 22nd, 1983. 1983, June 22nd. That's the last time. That's how far back you have to go to look at a deal the Knicks and the Nets have done together. When you're taking all that into account, it does seem far-fetched to believe that the Knicks and the Nets would do business at this point in time. But let's continue and see what Greg Schwartz has to say about the situation. According to Schwartz, he states, motivation for New York to bring Bridges into a Villanova-heavy locker room and for Brooklyn to stock up on draft picks lost from the James Harden trade could end this drought between the Knicks and the Nets. Another NBA insider, and actually a cohort to Greg Schwartz at Bleacher Report, Andy Bailey with Bleacher Report, actually stated the following about Bridges and why the New York Knicks have a good shot at getting him now. According to the report, that declining production is part of why Bailey believes Bridges could be had by the Knicks at a much cheaper price compared to potential offseason targets like Cleveland's Donovan Mitchell or Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo. Bridges still has 2 years left on his four-year, $91 million contract. According to Bailey, Bridges also isn't likely to cost as much as Mitchell or Giannis. Bojan Bogdanovic and a big chunk of the Knicks' trove of draft assets might get it done. The Nets are going nowhere fast. Right now, they have no trajectory. They're spiraling downward out of control. They're trying to build around Mikal Bridges, which in my opinion, and I've said it in a number of videos, that is a mistake. I love Mikal Bridges, but he is not that 1A player that you build around. He's a player that you add to a core you already have. And if you add his defense to a core you already have with all stars in there, that could be a lethal squad. But that's not what Brooklyn has right now. They have a lot of young guys, a lot of young rookies, some vets, and then they have Mikal all in the middle of that. And while Mikal is good, and some nights he can be great, he should not be asked to carry that scoring load each and every night. He's not that type of player. I don't think he's ever been that type of player. Sure, he can have his moments, and I'm sure when the Nets ask him to, he can definitely turn it on. But he shouldn't have to do that each and every game. Other players on the team should step up and help him. And that's what's missing right now. Nobody can help Mikal raise his offensive and defensive game more than it is right now. He needs other players on the roster to help him do that. Other players on the roster that can help unlock his abilities. Right now, there's nobody on that roster that can help do that. But if he came to the Knicks, Jalen could do that. Hart could do that. Dante could do that. You want to know why? Because they've done it already. They know how it feels to win together. They already have that chemistry together. And if we see Dante DiVincenzo and how seamlessly he's fit with this Knicks team this year, I think the same thing could happen if Mikal joined this team. Now, honestly, if the Nets are looking for picks, they don't have to look far if they want to find a legitimate team to trade Bridges to, especially if they want to trade Bridges to a team he actually wants to go to. If that's the case, The Knicks check all of the boxes. The Knicks have the assets available to swing a Mikal Bridges trade. And if Mikal truly wants to come to the Knicks and play with his boys, this is another path for him to do so. The Nets win in this case. They get picks back. The Knicks win in this case. They move their championship window even closer now. And potentially, they can be in championship contention year after year after year after making a move like Mikal Bridges. Somebody who can score when you need to, but gives you high-level defense. That's the exact all-star the Knicks need on this roster. Because you have Jalen Brunson, you have Julius Randle to an extent, you have Dante DiVincenzo. You have scorers. You need more lethal defense, so that way you get more stops. Imagine a backcourt of Jalen and Mikal, and then you got OG as your wing. What would that look like? Let's see here. Destruction! Destruction! They're destroying the league. A backcourt of Mikal and Jalen, and then you got OG on the wing? All of those guys can shoot threes too. Oh my God. Goodness. They're destroying the NBA, folks. That's why I want that trade to happen. I hope all of these NBA reporters get their wish, and I get my wish too, that Mikal Bridges joins this Knicks team and completes this Villanova 4 that we've been waiting to create for many years now, it seems. Because he's the last piece right now. In my opinion, when fully healthy, if you think about a fully healthy Knicks team with the Mikal Bridges on it, what does that sound like? That sounds like NBA Finals contention. That's what that team can do. That's the thing that the New York Knicks can give Mikal Bridges. It can unlock Mikal if he comes here and plays with this squad. He would not be asked to carry the scoring load. That's going to be up to Jalen, to Julius. What is he going to be asked to do? The same thing that he did and thrived in Phoenix. Defend, score when you're open, and make sure you lock down the other team's best player. That's what's going to happen, folks. Mikal comes to this team, best believe that's going to happen. And I don't know if you guys recently noticed, but Chipotle announced that Josh Hart, a New York Knicks player, and Mikal Bridges, a Brooklyn Nets player, was going to do a commercial together for Chipotle to obviously promote the brand. And they did so. Don't worry, we're not going to show the whole thing, but we are going to show this clip because it does prove the point that if Mikal wanted to join any team, it would be playing with the New York Knicks. Roll this small clip.
We got Mikal Bridges over here, connected to a lot of type of tests. I'm going to test our friendship. Would you ever want me as a teammate again?
Yes, that's true.
There you go.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to read into anything. His smile is almost as big as my smile when I talk about Donovan Mitchell. That's the first thing we got to notice. The second thing is how quickly he answered it. I don't think there was any editing there, so that's another thing to notice. But also, of course, the fact that it was true. Of course he wants to play with Josh Hart and the Villanova Knicks again, because that's a dream of his, to come here, play with us, and of course, bring a championship here. Bring that winning culture here and make sure it's established for many, many years. Because we don't just want one championship once we win one. We want championship for years and years and years. Because we're greedy here in New York. We just don't want it one time. One time is not enough. Once we feel that championship gold, we're going to become addicted. We're going to want another one and another one and another one. And if we build the right squad, we're going to be able to give the Knicks the best chance to get us those trophies each and every year. This year, who knows what could happen? I believe in this Knicks team with my entire heart. I think they can go as far as Jalen Brunson can make them go, and I think they have other pieces on this roster that can push them just a little bit further when you think they have nothing left. And I'm talking about the play of Precious Achiuwa and, of course, Dante DiVincenzo, because those two guys, for me, have stepped up in a way that nobody expected and did so when we needed them to do so the most, when we were having injuries to key players and the chips were all down and we needed somebody to come up, step up, and do something extraordinary. Both of those guys answered the call. Same thing for Isaiah Hartenstein. He answered the bell as soon as he heard his number called and he knew he had to start once Mitchell Robinson was lost for most of the season. So once all of those things happened and you saw this squad come together and you saw how they play for each other, you knew how special they were. They're beating teams that some people say they shouldn't beat. You know how they're doing that? Because they play for each other. They bring that into the postseason. they are going to dominate teams with the current roster that they have. They make upgrades without having to gut this team. They are going to put themselves in prime position to be a team that everybody is talking about that could potentially take the entire thing in the NBA. That's the impactful move the Knicks could make given the assets that they have and the players we're talking about. For me, I've said it in so many videos, but I don't mind saying it again for you guys. The three players for me that can do that for the Knicks is Mikal Bridges, Donovan Mitchell, and Devin Booker. And potentially, all of those players could become disgruntled. And if they do, they could request a trade to the New York Knicks. And the Knicks are just patiently waiting, seeing which one of those players falls loose and becomes available. Because as soon as that happens, you got to think that Leon Rose in this front office is going to pounce on that opportunity and try to get that player on this roster. I can't blame him, because when you see success for years right at your fingertips, and all you have to do is make a trade, giving up some picks that are likely going to be late round picks, because this trade you're about to make is going to make you such a good team for so many years that by the time you're going to draft a player at that point, you're not going to care about the player you're going to draft. You're going to care about the championships you have. And I think if the Knicks make a move for a player of the level of Donovan Mitchell, Mikal Bridges, or Devin Booker, they will set themselves up in contention to be in the NBA Finals for so many years, which gives them a chance to win the trophy. And if that's the case, maybe we are talking about multiple championships if the Knicks make the right trade. Keyword there, the right trade. If it's the wrong trade, they can set themselves back a few years as well too. I'm talking about potentially adding, I don't know, a player like Klay Thompson, who I dropped the video on recently because of Stephen A. Smith, who suggested that the Knicks should potentially go after Klay. That would be a move that set the Knicks back a few years. However, if you go after Mikal, Donovan, or Booker, or somebody of that level, it will help the Knicks moving forward for so many years. This Knicks team is in a prime position right now to just sit back and watch the chaos, because it will be chaos. Some teams are going to be very happy, and some teams, unfortunately, are not going to make it as far as they want to. Either way, it's going to cause something to happen, a ripple effect, and that's going to change the course for so many franchises. And that is what the Knicks are waiting for. That's opportunity. Once that opportunity knocks, Leon Rose is going to open that door and make sure it helps the Knicks once he lands that deal. Everything he's done thus far has helped the Knicks. In some way, it's helped us. I gotta believe, in some form or fashion, this offseason, he's gonna do the exact same thing. I believe in Leon, and I believe in this front office. I haven't said that in so many years, but I'm so happy to say it now. And I'm so happy that Leon Rose has given me a reason to say it. I was one of his biggest critics, and now I'm one of his biggest supporters. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports regarding Mikal Bridges and a lot of NBA insiders suggesting that he should be traded to the New York Knicks? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.